It's Tuesday, August 29th, 2017, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services. Hi, this is Conor Muinicoin in the Black Knight studio, and I'm joined on the phone by Cathy McGovern, who's the Managing Director of Inspiration Marketing in Dublin. Cathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Cathy, we're talking to you today because you're also chairperson of the Irish Internet Association, and we are talking in advance of the 2017 IIA.ie Net Visionary Awards. There's a mouthful, but it's one of the biggest events in the calendar, really, from the point of view of the Irish internet industry. And it is continuing due to popular demand again this year. But between this year and last year, Cathy, there's been some changes, hasn't there? And there's been a reappraisal of the role of the Irish Internet Association. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved in it?
Sure. Well, I actually set up my own company in 99, Inspiration Marketing, and in fact, the IIA was the first trade organisation I had joined, because the IIA itself is 20 years old this year and had started just in 97. And so I guess my membership goes back quite a long way. At the time, I think we all thought we were going to be millionaires. Some of us made it. But as a trade organization, it was an excellent body then for networking. And there was a great sense of buzz in the industry. The IIA itself held a number of events. They supplied some fantastic legal documentation for companies. There was networking, and it grew to be a very influential trade body. And then obviously with the recession, things changed. There was a downturn in membership, like all trade organizations, I think, have suffered in recent years. And I guess the IIA began to look at what was its purpose in life, and how should things be taken going forward. And luckily, the IEDR, and very gratefully, from our point of view, sponsored a strategic review. And that review was done last year, and it mapped and did research within the industry as to what should the purpose be, what's their value in the organisation, and what would its role be going forward within the industry.
I suppose it's an industry, Cathy, and a sector that has seen a lot of change and very fast development, perhaps more so than other industries and other sectors. And I know there was a lot of debate about it, and one of the things that was suggested was that possibly the IIA had served its purpose and its job was done, its work was done. But that's not the conclusion that you came to in the strategic review.
Well, what the review proved was, well, first of all, I would address that by saying I think it did serve its original purpose. Its original purpose was to foster the industry. And as we know, the internet is basically intrinsic to every business. I don't think we can thank the IIA exactly for that, but it did lead the way for SMEs and suppliers into the market here in Ireland. So yes, I think it did serve its original purpose. And what the research showed was that the brand itself was highly respected, that there was a lot of goodwill, and that there was a hunger out there for businesses and suppliers, specifically of internet services also, to still have some forum where they could interact locally at an Irish level. There are an awful lot of events, as we know, and it's easy for people to get involved at an international level, and our own we have our own leaders in that space in Ireland. But locally on the ground, for practical help, for to a large extent, a lot of our members would be SMEs. And I think it is a way for big business in Ireland to support small business and to help in practical ways.
So how would you describe the mission of the Irish Internet Association now, Cathy?
Well, our mission is really to foster interaction between SMEs and larger businesses so that we can effectively give practical supports, networking opportunities, and to address the real issues that are there. When you run an SME, and I've done this myself for 20 years, you are very exposed. You don't have a HR department. You don't have a legal department. You don't have a compliance department. And I think all of those areas, you don't have somebody, for example, to help you with cyber attacks. I think all of those areas are key topics, and the IIA is going to be able to supply a kind of a helping hand, practical supports, and learning opportunities to support businesses for that purpose.
The EU's new data protection regulation, the GDPR, which is coming to effect next year, is a great example of the kind of compliance requirement that is going to task enterprises large and small.
It is, and it's one that worries an awful lot of businesses. They are very exposed, and we've all read a lot of the negative comments about the potential for high fines, etc. And when you don't have a compliance department in your SME, that can be a scary thought. But it's an area that the IIA can really offer practical advice. We've already run one event. It was so well supported. We're going to run at least two more GDPR events. We're also going to develop a practical toolkit of legal documentation, and we're working with a GDPR expert to develop that at the minute, and that will be available to members. So I feel that IIA members will be in a good position to face into these new regulations.
Now, we're going to talk in a minute, Cathy. I'll ask you more about the current membership drive that is ongoing for the Irish Internet Association. But let's talk about the Net Visionary Awards, first of all. It's continuing again this year, and year after year, it has been enduringly popular in the, if you like, in the industry calendar, has it not?
It has. I would say it is the key event in the industry. When the strategic review was done for the IIA, it came out as being the one that people in the industry themselves felt had the most integrity. And we have had a huge response in terms of entries into the awards. We also had over 2,000 people vote on the public categories. That included best mobile service or application, the best use of technology for social good, which had a huge entry, and the best social media activity. So the level of engagement with these awards is very strong, and there were over 360 people actually attended the awards last year, and we know already that they will be a sellout this year.
That's fantastic. Where and when are they on?
Yeah, so date for your diary, Friday the 15th of September. Last year, it was the same venue, the RDS Concert Hall, and it was so popular last year that we've decided that there was no need to reinvent the wheel. So 6:30, Friday the 15th of September, you can buy tickets on iia.ie or netvisionary.ie.
And as you've mentioned, Cathy, the shortlists, as they're called, are now published for those. They've just been published, so we'll just say to people, in particular, if you're on the shortlist, go check it out. And it's time to go and buy your tickets and hire the suit, or not, as a case. Yeah, it's not black tie. Am I right in that? It's not a requirement.
No, it's not. It's not a requirement. It's I would say it's cocktail wear. So dress for a great night out. It's worth mentioning on that topic, the Net Visionary will be announced on the night. We've had some very high-profile successful entrepreneurs, including, of course, your own Michaela Nalon, founder of Black Knight, Jerry Kennelly, founder of Stockbyte, Colin Lyon, founder of Relex, and we have a superb recipient lined up for that award, and that will be announced on the night as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. More information is at netvisionary.ie. Finally, Cathy, if you're not perhaps a member of the Irish Internet Association, it's an opportunity for you to consider doing that, I think, as well. And there are a lot of benefits. What are the benefits of membership to the Irish Internet Association?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, by being a member, you are leveraging off the brand, which is highly respected. So I thought for startups it's a good idea to get involved and give some integrity to your business. And secondly, we're running obviously a number of events. At present, these events are actually free to everybody, but in the future they will be paid, but members will be free. And there is the opportunity to list on the website, and we put a lot of searches on the database of our internet suppliers on the IIA website, and that is only for members to be listed. We also have a discount on the tickets. The tickets for the awards are actually very compare well to any similar awards. They're 220, but for members they're €180. And so if you're bringing a few people, there's a saving there. And we are about to launch a new toolkit. This is for e-commerce businesses, whereby you can effectively test your business model, put in some of your financials, and it will analyze kind of your likely profit or loss into future and into the next 5 years. It's a very simple toolkit to use, but it will give you a great idea as to where there may be difficulties in the business or challenges or opportunities. And that toolkit is also going to have a list of suppliers which will only be available for IIA members. So all in all, the opportunity to network, to engage in events and to be promoted on the website itself is well worth the very low membership fees.
Very good. Well, Cathy, we're looking forward to the NetVisionary Awards on the 15th of September. I want to say thanks to IEDR. They're the headline sponsors of the .ie NetVisionary Awards. We're sponsors as well here in Black Knight, and we've joined some others as well as category sponsors, and we're delighted to be involved with it. And especially thanks to yourself, Cathy, and to other people who are involved as officers and members of the board in that, because I know it's a voluntary and a community activity, and it's very much appreciated. So thanks to you, and we look forward to seeing you at the NetVisionary Awards on September 15th.
Well, I want to say thanks for the opportunity to chat, and Black Knight have actually been fantastic supporters of the IIA and of the awards themselves, and we look forward to a great night.
That was Cathy McGovern of Inspiration Marketing in Dublin. She's chair of the Irish Internet Association, which you can find out more about at iia.ie. And for the .ie NetVisionary Awards, to check out who's been shortlisted for this year and to book tickets for the event on September 15th, go to netvisionary.ie. You're listening to the Black Knight Podcast. Black Knight is Ireland's number one provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services. This week on blackknight.blog, you can read about the public consultation process, which has just been launched on the subject of relaxing some of the requirements for registering .ie domain names. Good day on Tachtan Chachoin Marshin, Webshe Conor Muinachon, Slán Agus Benacht.